Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is the third installment in the reboot of the Planet of the Apes franchise, and it's called War for the Planet of the Apes.
For anyone who has missed the first two installments, humans have experimented with apes, creating intelligent apes, and in the process, a flu has killed off most of the humans. So there's this huge war going on between the humans and the apes. There's incredible intensity, arrows flying, bullets, bombs, lasers. The only downside to this, I believe, is that it's so slow. And the premise of apes becoming intelligent, the novelty's worn off.
Well, I tell you what, I liked it a whole lot better than you did, even though I would agree that it's overlong and it does have some passages that could have been trimmed up to pick up the pace. I will say that the Planet of the Apes franchise is probably the best reboot that Hollywood has ever done of a franchise. The quality of these movies is strong. Like all good science fiction, there's a lot going on. It's smart. The social commentary is very sly, and the special effects are stupendous. Andy
Yes.
Serkis is terrific as the ape Caesar. There's a lot going on that makes this movie worth seeing.
The introduction of Woody Harrelson into this made it more interesting for me. And then at the very end, there's this new premise that's introduced, which brings me back to the original Planet of the Apes, but I don't want to give it away.
Even though it's not necessary that you've seen the other two films, it would help out a lot if you did. So if you're going to go see War for the Planet of the Apes, I would say you may need to do a little homework.
Also, see the Charlton Heston version.
They're both classics.
Yeah.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.